Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to Sun Sports Football Podcast, sponsored by William Hill. I'm Derek McGregor. I'm joined by Kenny Miller. Kenny, you had an insight into Sky Sports' production of the Old Firm game at Celtic Park yesterday. A real insight. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, it was a different sort of working day. We were there from the back of 9 o'clock in the morning until they went off air at about 2:30. Following that, we had a Facebook Live Q&A session with David Tanner and Neil McCann, which you can see on Sun Sport Online if you really want to see what it looks like when an amateur has a go at it. I think it's an eye-opening experience. It shows you it's maybe not as easy as some people think.
I know you've often questioned David Tanner's anchoring skills. Do you have more respect for him now, having seen him at close quarters?
I've always defended David Tanner, like match really? Officials, and we'll come on to this, because I think it's a lot easier to sit and watch than it is actually to do. When you look at somebody like David Tanner, who's got 3 or 4 voices in his ear at any given time, and he still has to do his job. I mean, we've got the voices in our head, but that's just one. So no, I'm full of respect for the job that these guys do.
Slick production at Sky Sports?
No more so than it is on this podcast. It's a similar sort of level of broadcast.
Different budget, of course. Different budget. Theirs is slightly bigger, Kenny. But no, was it a good insight into Sky Sports?
I think what was heartening for me was to speak to people on and off the record, like Andy Walker, Ian Crocker, the commentator, David Tanner, Neil McCann, and to a man, they're still infectiously enthusiastic about it. The novelty's never worn off. I mean, if one of them had been a bit blasé about it or not fussed, I would have written it. They genuinely all do love and appreciate the job they're doing, and I think that most of the time does come across.
The build-up to this latest derby was, of course, typically tasty. Frank McAvenny tipping Celtic could possibly score 8. Andy Walker, another former Celtic hero, you know, bluntly referring to the Rangers side as weak, timid, effectively fearful as I've ever been going in against Celtic. So, you know, subsequently, was it any surprise that Rangers' performance was so spirited and so determined?
I'm not going to be a hypocrite. When I saw the team line and I saw that the Rangers' central midfield two were Jason Holt and Hindman, who I rate both of them individually, but I thought they're going to be overrun. I didn't give them a hope going into the game. So it'd be wrong to say otherwise now. I think full credit to Graham Murtry for organising the team the way he did. I would argue they were set up better defensively than they ever were under Mark Warburton, and he's got a fraction of his experience. So no, all credit to Rangers. Listen, it makes no difference in the grand scheme of things in the league title race. They didn't win the game. I've heard some Rangers fans saying you can never celebrate a draw against Celtic, but I think with everything taken into context, I think you give Graham Murtry and his players some credit.
Did you almost get a sense in the Rangers camp, their supporters, that was almost like a moral victory for them yesterday?
Well, certainly the way they celebrated after the game, the late goal obviously impacts on that. So, listen, it was a statement from them. There was maybe a bit of pride restored with the way the season's gone. I don't think any of them will be getting carried away, but certainly it was good to see Graham Murtry bow out on a high like that, because I do think he's conducted himself well.
Yep.
Maybe the Dens Park touchline handstand aside.
Yeah, that was a tad embarrassing.
And impressive at the same time.
No, it was
just someone that can't do a backward roll.
No, Kenny, it was just embarrassing. I'm not giving him credit for that at all. But to be fair to him, I think over the piece he has conducted himself very well. I think he's spoken very well, including post-match yesterday. And as you rightly say, it's to his credit that he had Rangers so well set up and motivated yesterday.
What I liked about him on Friday when we sat down with him for the Sunday papers, he came in, he was asked about his family's leanings towards Celtic, and it would have been the easiest
thing. Open.
It would be the easiest thing for anyone in his position just to say, oh, I'm not touching that, or just laugh it off. He sat for 10-15 minutes like a proper man, straight talking, and it was just grown up. It was just the right thing to do. And then when he walked out, he thanked us all, he shook us all by the hand, and he says, thanks for the experiences or this side of things in the last few weeks. And again, everyone thought he was joking. He said, no, I appreciate the position I've been in. I've had fair treatment from the media, and I'll take a lot going forward. So I think he always conducted himself well in the limited dealings we had with him as a Scotland player, and he's clearly the same as a coach.
I've been at a few of his press conferences at the training ground. I was at Parkhead yesterday to witness his post-match stuff. Decent guy. I know that can sound patronising, but a genuinely decent guy. But clearly, you know, he there's a bit of steel about him as well. He's possibly relieved to be stepping away from the hot seat. I don't know if that'd be unfair to say, but you just get the impression he's now maybe happy just to pass it on to Pedro Caixinha.
I think he had no great ambitions, I don't think, to put himself in contention for the job full time. And you do get coaches that like developing young players. I don't think there's any shame in that. It's certainly not a reduced or a less important job. And certainly Rangers will need his expertise in that front going forward.
I mean, they're 8 points behind Aberdeen, who are second. Now, Clint Hill made it clear yesterday that he still believes that they can catch Aberdeen. And fair play. You know, that they've obviously taken a lot of confidence from yesterday's 1-1 draw. I mean, psychologically, Kenny, what do you think that will do for Rangers yesterday to come away from Parkhead relatively unscathed?
I think they've had an inferiority complex beaten into them all season. I think a few of them had started to believe it, but I think yesterday proved that on a one-off occasion they can lift themselves. Having said that, I don't think you can read too much into yesterday, because it's the results against the other teams that they really have made a mess of. I think people would have understood if Rangers had been 12 points behind Celtic at this stage, but to be so far off the pace shows that it's week to week they've let themselves down, and that's why I don't think they'll catch Aberdeen.
Well, you know, the cynics will say it's easy to raise your game against against Celtic. They should be doing that, you know.
Boss watching.
Well, you know, we saw St Mirren going to Parkhead and later being described as the second best team that Celtic have played this season, or the best team, apologies. But then three, 4 days later, they've got an even more important game against Raith Rovers and flopped spectacularly. So Rangers now have to take this on, really, don't they?
They do, and maybe I slaughter Joe Gardner a bit too much because he reminds me of the type of pub team player that I play against on a Sunday morning in Edinburgh.
Pub team player, Kenny?
Just
talking.
The way he uses his body as a weapon with scant regard for other people's safety, yeah, I see enough of that on a Sunday morning.
Tough talking, Kenny.
But
tough
I
talking.
Don't think Rangers missed someone as unreliable as him in the heat of Old Firm battle. So I think the individuals they had on the park did themselves a lot of credit.
I wouldn't often say this, Kenny, but I agree with you. I think in terms of Joe Gardner, I appreciate he scored a hat-trick against Hamilton Accies in the Scottish Cup, and credit where it's due. Proper sniffer goals in the penalty box, fair dues, one thing he's not been doing since he cost £1.8 million. However, he's not generally somebody I rate, but in the context of an Old Firm game, I felt he would have been a miss for Rangers because he upsets defenders. He can maybe lure others into challenges that then subsequently get cards. He could have been effective. You know, I mean, they've got Hamilton Accies again this weekend in the Premiership, Kenny. Do you, with it being Caixinha's proper first game, do you see anything other than the Rangers winning this one?
I don't, but purely because I happened to be at Hamilton's game against Hearts on Saturday and they were poor. And I saw them. I was also at the game where they took a battering from Aberdeen and somehow emerged with a clean sheet. It was basically Mikey Devlin against an entire Aberdeen team. So I don't hold out much hope for Hamilton, but even that wouldn't say much about Rangers.
Rangers yesterday, of course, stopped Celtic's relentless winning run in the league. It was 22 successive wins. From an individual's point of view in the Rangers team, who caught your eye? Who impressed you in particular?
I don't think pound for pound in the summer anyone would have had Clint Hill down as their best signing when you think about Joey Barton, Nico Cranshaw, Jordan Rossiter coming in. But I watched them from my vantage point at the stadium yesterday. You could see how well he organised that defence and held them together at times. I think off air you made a great point about Danny Wilson. He's hardly played and he did a number on Dembele. So I think between the two of them, they could really have been exposed, but they came through it with flying colours.
Caixinha was at the game, of course, flanked by the former Rangers player and he's now his agent, Pedro Mendes. He's unveiled in the Blue Room at Ibrox today. What's your gut feeling on this man, Kenny? I mean, because most of us have generally never heard of him, it's very easy to form negative perceptions. You know, like football players, sometimes if you've never heard of them, you immediately kind of think they can't be up to much. Do you see him coming in and making an impact?
I just think it's nice to have another suave, sophisticated, cultured, continental type like ourselves, Derek. There's not enough of them in the Scottish game. let's make no mistake about it. We are the Diddies of football in this country. We have a great history, we have pockets of potential, but we have no right to look at a country like Portugal who've churned out great coaches and turn our nose up at this guy. You can pick apart his CV and say there are gaps in it, or you can say there's examples of promise. So I think we might as well be open-minded with this guy.
You've just branded a nation diddies, Kenny. That's Kenny.Miller at the-sun.co.uk,
but
by the way.
It's my nation, so I feel I'm okay to do that. Listen, I think with the budget Rangers have, they should be second. and they'll still be miles off Celtic. So, personally speaking, and maybe it's reckless, I think instead of going for the so-called tried and trusted, why not go for a wild card and see where it takes you? And he is certainly a wild card.
There are those out there, Kenny, who suspect that Pedro Katshina could be Rangers' equivalent of Ronnie Dyla. Now, to be fair, Ronnie Dyla did win two leagues in a row. Rangers fans would be quite delighted with that. But nevertheless, there's a lot of scepticism out there that you know, he's coming from the fifth best team in Qatar, which isn't exactly, you know, a wow factor. But should people be more open-minded? Give this guy a proper chance to see how he goes. Like an Ian Cathro almost, in a way.
Yeah, let's not talk about Ian Cathro. But I think they should be open-minded. They won't be, because that's the nature of the beast. We all form gut opinions straight away. And it's completely irrelevant, but I was impressed with the guy when I saw the video of him bullfighting when his dad tripped and he threw himself in front of his dad to protect him against the bull.
That's character. That's proper character.
That is character. Listen, in these situations, you're either going to be fight or flight. You don't know what you're going to do until you're in that situation.
And he took the bull by the horns.
He took the bull by the horns, and he's going to have to... Well, maybe that means you'll be able to handle Joe Garner. You'll be able to get a grip of him and... And he's seen a few red flags
this
time.
I mean, people often say Garner's a red rag. You know, it's a red rag to a bull, isn't it? I mean, it's going to be fascinating, isn't it? I mean, I think, you know, a lot of people are saying it's an unnecessary gamble going for him. They should have gone for a more established, traditional name as such. But then, from our point of view, this guy's going to be colourful, isn't he? I think he's going to be, to be fair, like Ronnie Dyla was, good storylines. It's going to be very interesting.
It will be, and I also think it's important. At a club of the Rangers now, with little to spend, it's going to come down to your contacts. This guy has got Jose Mourinho on speed dial. It's not necessarily worked for Rangers getting Manchester United. Well, two of them.
I'm not opposed for a selfie, but I mean, I'm feeling a wee bit cynical here. It doesn't necessarily follow that all Portuguese people are tight with Jose Mourinho.
Well, it depends who you speak to. Somebody told me they were quite pally. So it's not necessarily worked for Rangers in the past. Getting
it's a relationship you'd encourage if you were Katshina. You would quite like people feeling that way.
You'd hope you'd get better players than Lee Martin, if you remember him, or Phil Barnes at the time. But it's a relationship he should exploit, and I'm open minded about it. It wouldn't have been the name, obviously, that jumped out when the process started. But nah, go for it. See what it takes.
I've heard it rumoured that, you know, Rangers through Katshina, and as you say, his contacts, Ibrox could be a trading post for players from Portugal, of say, you know, equivalent like Kilmarnock or an Inverness or, you know, a Dundee. You know, they come here, they do well, possibly get sold on. That could be wider the mark. But even if it is, I suppose if they're decent and they make their mark, the Rangers fans aren't going to be bothered with that, are they?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Where I feel sorry, the one of the few areas I feel sorry for Rangers in is the merchandise deal that they're stuck to for
that's crippling
7 years
isn't it?
Or so. So all they've got is match day income, season ticket income, and that pays the bills.
Severely
so they
restrictive.
Have to find a way to sign and sell on players to generate funds. It's something Mark Warburton said he would do, hasn't really happened. So if they are going to turn themselves into a talent factory, then I think that's what they need to do.
I'm fascinated, like most of us, by the Katshina appointment, and I, you know, wish him well. You know, I think he's going to be quite a, I think in terms of the media, he's going to be quite a polished performer. He looks pretty smooth. Hull City bring in Marco Silva a couple of months ago. What an impact he's had, and I'm sure the Rangers fans will settle for Katshina having a similar type of impact, hitting the ground running.
Well, and listen, he's spent time doing his coaching badges here. From everything you hear and read, he's coming in with his eyes wide open. This is a guy who's reportedly taken a sizeable pay cut to come here. It's not out of desperation. So, no, I think there's reasons to be... I don't necessarily think there's reasons to be optimistic, but I think there's reasons to be open-minded.
And my information is that he's very much done his homework in Rangers. I think last week I was told that he was poring over DVD footage. He was reading everything he could, and you know, one of his first public comments, he references top managers, you know, legends at Ibrox like Walter Smith, Graeme Souness, Jock Wallace. So he's been astute enough to make sure he's informed about this club.
Yeah, and I'm sure he'll drop those sound bites into his first press conference. It's a great way to get people on side early. No, as you said, he looks a polished performer.
Kenny, the man in the middle yesterday, Bobby Madden, his first Old Firm game as a referee. What was your verdict on him?
I always stick up for referees because I wouldn't have the guts to do it myself. I just think it's an impossible job. From where I was sitting, it was really hard to call that Clint Hill one. It looks a lot easier on the TV.
Yep, after about 15 reruns.
When you've got 15 reruns, I know you've watched it at least 45 times this morning.
And I even heard, and I still think it's a penalty.
I even heard pundits talking about it yesterday, and they weren't sure, and they were debating it. So what chance has a referee got in one-off real-time action? So I do feel sorry for him. Listen, I think a lot of it was sensible yesterday. You could argue Kenny Miller could have been punished for a reckless two-footed challenge, even though there wasn't much contact. Jason Holt wrapped his legs around somebody at one point. So you could pick it apart. All in all, I didn't think he was too bad. Obviously, Celtic fans are going to disagree with that.
Obviously, it wasn't that long ago that Bobby had serious health issues, and first and foremost, it's good to see him back in the game.
It's a triumph for himself to get back to that level.
It's absolute credit to him, and you know, Scottish football should applaud him for what he's come through. You know, even just getting back to any level at senior football, fair play to him. But an Old Firm game certainly is testament to, you know, what the SFA think of him. I like his man management. I like the way he went about it. Our colleague Gareth Law, I think, knows him well and refers to him as, he's not somebody that books willy-nilly. He'd rather talk to people first, and if he really has to, then he produces a card. I mean, it was a huge decision at that stage, and you know, almost 60,000 at Parkhead. It's a brave man to go against their will.
If you put the human nature element into it, it's 1-1 in a high-stakes game. You're going to get slaughtered either way, but you're going to get more criticism if you award something like that later on. So I think it's only human nature if you err on the side of caution in that situation. I'm not saying that's right or wrong, I'm just saying that's human nature and understandable.
And you know, there's many football fans out there that get angered that Scott Brown, in their mind, doesn't get, you know, as many bookings as they feel he should, and yet Bobby Madden's booked him yesterday. So clearly there was never a chance of Bobby Madden being influenced by over 50,000 Celtic fans. And
you see that throughout football, don't you? Steven Gerrard got away with a lot, John Terry got away with a lot. Often think captains get that bit more rope to be a bit more mouthy, or probably to put in a couple of tackles.
Overall, mark out of 10 for Bobby Madden's performance, Kenny?
I'd give him a solid 6.
Now, from a Celtic perspective, they'd beaten Rangers 3 times before that, and you know, okay, in the Celtic camp there'll be disappointment, they're held at home, but nevertheless, that's now 35 games unbeaten domestically from day one. Should that alone keep them satisfied?
It should. I think it's important not to get drawn into being too critical of Celtic. They maybe had a day where
they weren't great.
They had a day where four or five of their big performers dipped, and for some, maybe that's unforgivable in an Old Firm derby. But I think after the season they've had, you can cut them a bit of slack.
Yeah, I mean, Dembele, Sinclair, for once were off it. Now, in balancing that, you have to, as we've already done, we give Rangers credit. So you know, fair play. Do you see Celtic going unbeaten this season?
I've always said previously I saw them losing.
Becoming invincible.
I do think there is character in this Celtic team, and they keep answering questions. So I can now see them going unbeaten. They should win the treble.
You're listening to the William Hill sponsored Sun Sport Football Podcast. I'm Derek McGregor. I'm joined by Kenny Miller. The Scotland boss, Kenny, Gordon Strachan, has this morning named a 30-man squad for the forthcoming friendly against Canada, and a few days later, the crucial World Cup qualifier at home to Slovenia. Big squad, as expected, Stuart Armstrong's in it, but also Ryan Fraser and Tom Kearney. Surprised, or were you also expecting them in it?
It's good to see Kearney and Fraser in it. Certainly they came through the ranks, saw them for the 19s, the 21s back in the day. There's been question marks before about whether Kearney was necessarily over-enthusiastic about playing international football, but certainly there's no doubt in his influence for Fulham now. Fraser, I think the time is right for him. He's had his injury problems in the past, but I think he's been vindicated for taking what I thought was the brave decision, certainly the lucrative one, to go to Bournemouth.
Yep.
He was slaughtered for that at the time, and now he can point to his bank balance, he can point to his profile, and
Who's laughing now?
I'm pleased for him, because he's not the only one that's been criticised for that, but he has been vindicated. Look at the squad. I'm concerned there's three left backs. There's not a single right back as far as I can see, certainly not a natural one.
Yep.
People like Grant Hanley, who just can't get minutes for their club side. We've got a lot of central midfielders, so I suppose it's the usual mixed bag when it comes to a Scotland squad.
And centre halves, I think, of you know, of all the positions in the team, centre half now is the serious worry for us. It's the same names that are there. You know, whatever you think of Gordon Strachan as a manager, and he's under severe pressure here, this could be his last stand. You know, what can he do, or if there was anyone else in that position, without, you know, the options? It's one area we don't have options. And did you thought even Liam Lindsay, Partick Thistle, might have been called in even just for experience?
I like Liam Lindsay, but I do think it's too early for him. I don't have any problem with somebody being called up for the experience. I always wondered whether Stephen Caulker was somebody that might approach again. I think Craig Levein tried when he was in the fringe of the England squad, and that never went anywhere for him. But certainly the heir apparent, John Souter, he's out with his Achilles injury, so no, there aren't too many options in that position.
Good to see a fit again Charlie Mulgrew back involved again, Kenny. Good player for Scotland. I know Strachan has liked to use him centre midfield. You know, that's welcome to see him again in the squad.
And he's a cool head, which I think sometimes is important. Sometimes I think Grant Hanley's got the raw potential to be a good centre-back if he has someone beside him that is operating him by remote control. So if you've got a Charlie Mulgrew who'll just tell him, go and head the ball, go and kick it into row Z, then that might work. So Mulgrew can be that man with remote control.
Returning to club issues, Kenny, Motherwell currently under the caretaker managership of Stephen Robinson. Heartbreaking, gut-wrenching, however you want to call it, late defeat at Aberdeen. Stephen Robinson had major selection issues there, and also had Louis Moult suspended. They'd lost 7 in their previous visit. All things considered, did Motherwell still emerge from Saturday having done enough, do you think, to boost Robinson's chances at a job?
I think he's obviously very well respected within the club. I think Alan Burrows put out a statement last week saying, or pointing to his pro licence credentials, his involvement with Northern Ireland in the Euros. I didn't think it was a coincidence that he came back to the club when he did, so maybe there was a procession plan in mind. So no, I would be surprised if he wasn't given the job.
Sun Sports reported today, our colleague Kenny McDonald, that Motherwell had sounded out Stephen Presley. I think Presley has consistently stated he still sees his future in England, despite last few jobs being major setbacks for him. What's your gut feeling in Motherwell? Do you see them going outside for the new manager, or do you think Robinson's in the box seat at the moment?
I think he's definitely the man in the box seat. I think Stephen Presley has to be careful he doesn't price himself out of too many jobs. I mean, I still see my future with Kirsty Gallagher, but the phone doesn't ring, Derek.
Does Kirsty know this, Kenny?
Does this count as a nationwide appeal? So no, I think Robinson's the man in the driving seat. It's probably his job to lose. Personally, I would have gone hammer and tongs for Jim Duffy. I think he's done an unbelievable job at Morton, and if he had reservations, I would have tried to talk him round.
I'd agree. Jim Duffy's a top manager, doing a superb job. The fact he's also a SunSport columnist and colleague is neither here nor there, Kenny. That's a pure coincidence.
No, but his value for money in the transfer market is the important thing, and he's done that.
Top man, doing a great job at Morton. Aberdeen, Kenny, 8 successive home wins, matching a record of no less than Alex Ferguson in 1986. How much credit does Derek McInnes and these players deserve for that?
I've been quite critical of Derek McInnes and his team consistently on the podcast, so happy to give credit where it's due. I think they're going great guns just now. I think consistency of selections helped. He seems to have found partnerships all over the pitch that are paying off. And Graham Shinney's been important. Shea Logan has been good the times I've seen them in the flesh. So, no, they're coming to the boil nicely at a time when maybe historically they've had a dip.
Kenny, as always, thank you for your analysis, opinion, and indeed thank you also for listening.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All the best.
Thank you.